You're listening to The Cultured Bumpkin, a literature podcast with Jake Phillips, where we present audiobook quality readings of the classics for your enjoyment. Thank you for stopping by. And remember, just because you're a bumpkin doesn't mean you can't be cultured. Hello and welcome to The Cultured Bumpkin. I'm Jake Phillips. So I got an email from my friend J.D. Sutter, who I recently had as a guest on the podcast. And he said, hey, what do you think about doing this if you take requests? And he suggested the poem we're about to read from Emily Dickinson. And J.D. has great taste in poetry, and he's a fantastic narrator and voice actor himself. And I said, I would love to read that. That's a great suggestion. Side note, you are most welcome to send requests. Now, I need them to be in the public domain, just so I don't get in trouble with anybody. But you're more than welcome to do the same, and I enjoy taking requests, so to speak. So anyway, so this poem JD suggested is called I Measure Every Grief I Meet by Emily Dickinson, and it goes like this. I measure every grief I meet with narrow, probing eyes. I wonder if it weighs like mine or has an easier size. I wonder if they bore it long or did it just begin. I could not tell the date of mine. It feels so old a pain. I wonder if it hurts to live and if they have to try and whether could they choose between it would not be to die. I note that some, gone patient long, at length renew their smile, an imitation of a light that has so little oil. I wonder if when years have piled some thousands on the harm that hurt them early, such a lapse could give them any balm. Or would they go on aching still through centuries of nerve, enlightened to a larger pain in contrast with the love? The grieved are many, I am told. There is the various cause. Death is but one, and comes but once, and only nails the eyes. There's grief of want, and grief of cold, a sort they call despair. There's banishment from native eyes in sight of native air. And though I may not guess the kind correctly, yet to me a piercing comfort it affords in passing Calvary. To note the fashions of the cross, and how they're mostly worn, still fascinated to presume that some are like my own. That was Miss Emily Dickinson. JD, thank you for the suggestion. And remember, if you have a suggestion, feel free to email me, jakephillips116@gmail.com, and I'll put that in the show notes as well. Thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to The Cultured Bumpkin, a literature podcast with Jake Phillips. Thank you very much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed this, would you mind going and subscribing and leaving a nice review on whatever podcast platform you heard this on? I would really appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.